customer service, it is inevitable that at some point in time you will have to contact the customer support of your broker. Do not wait until an issue appears. In fact, contact customer support before even funding your account. You should look for a broker that has 24/7 customer service covering all time zones. You might be in Japan and your broker is in Canada. If the broker doesn't have a 24/7 customer support, inevitably you will either must use emails or lose sleep. You also need to test their response time and ability to assist. How long it takes for them to reply to your chat or email? When you call, do they answer immediately or do they call you back? Also, when you speak with one of their representatives, are they knowledgeable enough to assist you? Some brokers who do not have a 24/7 customer support outsource this service to other companies. The third-party company might not be able to help you and they just open a ticket for you with the broker so one of the broker's representatives can reply to you during their office hours. You do not want that. Audit their reputation. If there is smoke, there is a fire. Before choosing a broker, do your own research regarding their reputation. Even if a broker is regulated, it does not mean that they are good for you. Search for news related to the broker. Check if there are any pending legal cases against the broker listed in any news site or if there are officially complaints initiated by their customers. Just search for the broker and add after the broker's name, legal issues, and search for news. If you cannot find anything, then you can go ahead and consider opening an account. Reviews, websites and forums are another great source, but have in mind that many of the comments and reviews are fake since brokers in their efforts to increase their reputation filled the internet with these fake comments and reviews. Trading platform. The trading platform used to be your phone. Fortunately, now there is the internet and the technology to place your trades and connect to your broker using a trading platform. These platforms include a desktop version, a web version, and a mobile version. Most brokers offer all three versions. The most commonly used are the MetaTrader versions, NinjaTrader, TradingStation and ZuluTrade. Some brokers have developed their own to suit their specific needs. One trading platform can give you a slight edge over the other, but at the end of the day, it's your decisions that affect the outcome. Security. Check their security and how efficient it is. Do they have just username and password, or they offer additional security measures such as two-step authenticator, SMS codes and email verifications? Also, search the web if they had a security breach in the past and find out how they handled the situation. Think of your broker as your partner. Make sure you do your research and choose wisely according to your needs and budget. Before deciding on a long-term broker for your trading needs, it is normal to test few of the brokers before deciding which one fits your needs, so do not worry if you have two or more active accounts.